The emergent church, are they ugly? Does their mother dress them funny? Let's talk about it on Key Life.
If you think there's something unspiritual about laughter, if you define faithfulness to Christ as conformity to Christian stereotypes, then Key Life probably isn't for you. But if you're looking for honest answers to honest questions, you're in the right place. Here's Steve Brown, along with his pastor, Pete Alwinson. Steve?
Thank you, Eric, and Pete Alwinson. Man, you are so faithful doing this. I appreciate your doing it each week. I know it takes a lot of time, and I appreciate it.
Well, it's a privilege to be here. Key Life's great, man. I never say this. You do a great job. You know that?
I know.
Jesse and I were listening in the car. We were listening to you the other day. You're great. God has blessed you.
And you can come in here anytime.
All right. Okay.
You know, this wouldn't take so much of your time if we didn't talk so much before we get in the studio. That is Pete Alwinson. And by the way, he does a Dangerous Freedom seminar with men around the country. And the response we get on that from Key Life is just incredible. If you'd like to have him for your church or for an organization you're a part of, just let us know. We'll give you some information on it. And Pete comes in and we answer questions, and we love to get your questions. Yeah, you can send them in, write them down, Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. In Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. The email address is steve@keylife.org, and you can ask a question by calling 1-800-KEY-LIFE and record your question and perhaps make it on an actual broadcast. By the way, if you can help us financially, please do. I promise we'll squeeze every dime for the glory of God. You can charge it on your MasterCard, Visa, or Discover card, and you help your brothers and sisters in Christ when you help us, because most of the people can't do it, and less of the people can in bad economic times. Mm. So help if you can. Pete, why don't you lead us in prayer? We'll get to some of these questions.
Great. Father, it's Friday, and as we begin this broadcast, we recognize that we live our lives before you completely. And we're so thankful that we live before a God who is in all control and who is loving and gracious and merciful. And so, Lord, it's good to live before you. We enjoy just being your children, all because of you first coming after us. And, Father, we come to you not because we're good, but because we are yours. We confess our sins. We don't take them lightly, Lord. And we ask that your conviction would continue to bring us to repentance and help us to enjoy you every day and serve. And, Lord, live grace so that others could know about Jesus. Father, you know our needs. You know the things that we can't seem to talk to others about, the things that make us cry, the things that bring great fear into our hearts. And we pray that you would enter into those areas right now, our relationships, our work, dealing with our bills. And Lord, you know those that are really struggling right now. And we pray on their behalf that, Lord, you would give them jobs, give them what they need to hold body and soul together. Thank you for the grace that this program talks about, Lord. And we pray that you would be honored, Lord Jesus, even now as we deal with question and answers. We commit this all to you because we're yours, because of all that you have done. For we pray in your name. Amen.
You know, you just said something nice that I did well with this broadcast, but I have to, in order to introduce this question, contradict you. We had about 20 seconds left last time, and I brought up the question because I wasn't watching the clock about the emergent church. It's like, in 20 seconds, explain the Trinity, and as you said, give three examples. And then, so at the end of the broadcast last week, I said that we would spend some time on this question. So let me repeat it. Then you repeat what you said. It was a good definition. Then tell us what it is and what we need to do about it, okay? All right. When we have plenty of time. This is an email. What is the emergent church? I hear a lot of people growling about how bad it is, but no one has really defined it. Can you give examples of who or what the church may represent, the emergent church? I've heard everything from seeker-friendly to experience-based instead of doctrinally-based to using multimedia presentations, and I'm confused.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a one sense in which every generation is the emerging church and always has been. I remember just the other day when I was in college, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
we were the emerging generation, but they didn't give that title to it. And as George, our producer, said, you know, to us when we were talking to him a little bit about this, he said, you know, every generation is new and emerging into leadership. So that's true. However, with this, there is a technical phrase, and it's not just how they do church. It's what they believe that is causing really the controversy. I think you ought to say something because you've talked to Tony Campolo about this, and he said some pretty interesting things.
Tony was pretty negative. I mean, he loves those guys. He just is kind of negative. We interviewed the emergent church guy at Fuller, who defends the emergent church. We interviewed three guys who really think that it's doctrinally dangerous. We've talked to Brian McLaren, who's kind of the old white guy, who's the head of the guru of the emergent movement.
Right.
Give us the technical definition. That was good. You did that last week.
Well, you know, the whole idea there really is a different view of, there is a different approach to the gospel here. It's almost this sense of building the community of people who are saved or not saved around the gospel, but they are in a sense redefining the gospel.
Yeah.
I think, Steve, I think they are.
I listened to, I think it was Snow. I was trying to think of the name of the guy who did that when we interviewed him, and we got into it on the air, not mean spirit,
right?
But he was kind of loose. He just said we ought to be able to talk about everything. I said, what about pedophilia? I mean, about whether it's right or wrong, and he went, well, that's, but you. There's a tendency in the emergent movement not to draw any lines,
mm-hmm.
and I think the Bible draws some lines, don't you?
Yeah, very clearly. There really is a sense in which sort of the postmodern deconstructionist mentality says you read a new meaning into the gospel, which is what the church has to continue to has struggled with historically is the reinterpretation of the gospel. Without bad news, there's no good news. So what's the good news? What's the bad news?
Yeah.
Sin and how it alienates us from the Father, and if we don't have a Savior, then the bad news is we're going to hell.
Well,
the good news is that Jesus is our vicarious substitute on the cross, and that's the good news. Now, you know, if you second guess whether there is a hell,
mm-hmm.
which the emergent church apparently does,
certainly. Brian McLaren does.
Brian McLaren does.
Yeah.
If you second guess whether sin is really an offensive moral behavior against God, breaking His law, which I think they do as well, they're dealing with core categories of Christianity here, and when they begin to reinterpret those core categories, it's very akin to the social gospel of a previous and liberalism of previous generation.
And I agree with every word you said. I think we have to say a couple of things too. And one is that that they may be asking the questions we ought to be asking too. You know, one of the cool things, they're very sensitive to where people are coming from, and sometimes we're in a cocoon and we're not. So
true.
We can learn.
True.
And secondly, it's very hard to define. A lot of people who may be emergent say they're not. There isn't any denomination of emergent churches. There's a loose fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys have gone to great lengths to distance themselves, and then the enemies keep saying they're emergent. So you got to be careful
really?
Here, too.
You really do.
But I think the kinds of things you're talking about, and I love those guys. I really do. Mm-hmm. I just think they're wrong, and I don't think you can mess around with core things.
Core doctrinal issues,
yeah.
But they really have a desire to reach this generation.
They really do.
And they are very relational and community-oriented, which we should be too.
Yeah, so. I agree. Well, that's all we know on the emergent church.
I would enter into, if you have questions, enter into somebody who claims to be emergent.
Yeah.
Ask questions to try
good,
to understand
good
them.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
we got to listen before we speak, and we don't do that much in the church. Hey, listen, you can call 1-800-KEY-LIFE and get on a broadcast like this.
My question is, I realize we're going to be worshiping God in heaven, but I really like to eat. I like food, that kind of stuff. And I don't know if we're going to be able to do those kind of things in heaven, since it's such a pleasure to do here on earth. And I don't know if the Bible speaks to that too much. So whatever answers you can give so I can give to my friends, I would appreciate it. Bless you. Bye.
There will be no okra in heaven. There will be no liver in heaven. And there will be no sushi in heaven.
I agree.
But there will be ribs and cherry pie. Okay.
Next question.
You know, that's a, and he's being probably facetious too. No, we're probably not going to have to eat in heaven. But if we have to have food for our happiness, they'll be the equivalent.
Hmm.
But I don't think we'll have to have food.
See, there's a difference between have to and get to.
Well, maybe.
So you think we could?
Well, maybe. You know, the Bible is, by the way, non-detailed.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get details, they're kind of symbolic and metaphorical. They're not absolute. But, you know, it's kind of like animals. Are going to be animals in heaven? I don't think we know. I don't think that's a gigantic issue.
I've grown very fond of eating, frankly.
Well, I don't want to stop altogether. I just don't think about it a lot till I'm so hungry I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I have to go eat. No, the Bible doesn't speak to that issue. There is a sense in which our resurrection bodies are not going to have to be fed. However, there is the incident when Jesus' resurrection body, he demonstrated that he was alive by eating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, that's all I know. I don't know anymore. You know anymore?
No, I don't. I don't think we can speak definitively about it. But I'd say there's a just like there's a good chance that my dog Jake is going to be there.
There's a good chance we're going to get to eat.
There's a good chance we're going to get to eat too, if you want to. Because it will be earthy, and you know, think about the taste buds and that God has given us. We'll be fully alive. So I don't know, but I don't think we can count on it.
If God's good, there'll be ribs.
There'll be ribs.
If you find sushi, man, you're another place.
Oh man, that's like raw fish, man. How can they eat that stuff?
Well, you couldn't in hell because it get cooked fast. Oh man, we got to leave before this gets worse. Whenever you write or call, please give us the call letters of the station. Would you let us know if you listen by CD or on the internet? One other thing, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.